A new museum is opening, and it's perfect for you and a date. It's a bad pun, but a fun new attraction, telling the story of a crop brought to the U.S. by adventure-seeking explorers. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Pardon the pun, but you can certainly take a date to this museum, or most certainly find one there.
It is a museum about the agriculture of dates. There is a very small latitude in the world that can actually grow dates, and it happens to be in the Coachella Valley.
Allison Frederick at the Date Agricultural Museum says the date palms found near Palm Springs, California, were brought from the other side of the globe.
We actually start in the Middle East and talk about how dates were such a major source of food and life in culture.
There were real-life characters similar to Indiana Jones that brought the dates back to California. The museum chronicles their hair-raising tales.
It was such an adventurous story. Those plant explorers, they were risking their lives looking around for things. They would go to countries with their passports, and the officials would say that they come at their own risk.
Today, cranes and lifts make date gathering easier, but the new museum shows it was once a much more difficult task.
They actually would get onto saddles that they would hang off of the date palm and sort of climb up it along the side because, you know, the date palm was 20 feet high.
The date festival is still held every year, although the numbers of stands and shops selling date products along Highway 111 has declined.
We still have a couple, and that's always one of the highlights of coming to the Coachella Valley is to stop at Shields or Oasis Date Gardens and get a date shake and look around the groves.
The date industry remains an important part of the valley, and now the crop has a museum to share its story. Traveling the countryside in Indio, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.